We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
We know that defeating the coronavirus is going to take two things. A treatment for those who have it, and a vaccine to keep people from getting it. As you might expect, Connecticut's robust biosector is working on both. And today, we're going to talk about promising treatments being developed right here. Scientists at Pfizer in Groton are working on an antiviral compound that appears to be a potent inhibitor of the virus. In layman's terms, it destroys the coronavirus in the body. Pfizer has hundreds of people working on this project, and all that time and effort mean they might be able to begin clinical trials this week, months ahead of schedule, and if they're successful, they might have a vaccine ready for emergency use this fall. Another type of treatment uses antibodies, substances our body produces to fight infection. Trinity Health, which includes St. Francis Hospital in Hartford and St. Mary's in Waterbury, has received permission from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to take part in a clinical trial that involves injecting blood from people who have recovered from COVID-19 and using their antibodies to treat people who are critically ill with the virus. And there's a company in Westport called BioSig Technologies. They make an antiviral called Vicromax that's mainly used on hepatitis C. They tried it on some samples of the coronavirus, and they found it works to counteract the virus. And now they're hoping the FDA will clear them for human trials this month. Our efforts to contain the coronavirus and its impacts have been described as a war, and it's a good thing Connecticut is right in the thick of the fight. Calling all history lovers, we've got some great virtual offerings to share with you this week from a few historical attractions in Connecticut. From virtual tours of historic homes to Facebook Live events, here are a few online experiences to consider checking out. The Connecticut Historical Society in Hartford has online exhibits, family activities, audio episodes, digital programming, and more on its website. You can hear video tours on their Facebook page, including one of the CT Quilt exhibits. And there's the Henry Whitfield State Museum in Guilford, Connecticut's oldest house, which you can tour now virtually. During the online tour, you'll get an up-close look at the museum's exhibits, antique furnishings, and local artifacts. Don't forget the Derby Historical Society in Derby. They're hosting Tuesday tours at 10. It's an on-site Facebook Live show featuring a wide variety of local history topics, from sneak peeks of rooms inside the David Humphreys house to precious artifacts in the Historical Society's extensive collection. Also, the Wadsworth Mansion in Middletown has video history tours of the mansion on their Facebook page. Or if you're looking to visit the estate's trails while practicing safe social distancing, you can download their nature hunt list on Facebook. Tune in next week for more ways for you to stay connected at home on Tell Me Something Good on Light 100.5 WRCH.